Blog Talk Radio. The Brad Reality Show, Manic Monday. Run away, blow and smoke. Your folks are worried. They're going broke. Half the fault isn't on you ever so. Reality is a hollow reality that comes from above. Get by the cord. There's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey. There is no other way. Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run there. Just another Manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday.
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. Welcome, Opposite World fans. Welcome, Manic Monday fans. I'm Cherry Garcia. I'd like to say thank you for everyone joining us tonight on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight, it's Manic Monday time with our host from Big Brother 10, Michelle Costa. She's got a big show lined up for us tonight with Opposite World star Mercy Merce joining us in our first segment. And then later in the show, we're going to go over the Big Brother Canada cast that's just been revealed. Let's start the show off, as we always do, by checking in with Paul from Minnesota and get the weather report. Paul, how cold is it up in Minnesota?
I'm getting so tired of doing weather reports. We were like 1 degree above. We did not break a record overnight that I'd mentioned, but there was a town up in the Arrowhead in northeastern Minnesota that got down to 44 below last night.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not a wind chill. So I was happy to see that in about 2-3 days, we're going to have a stretch of high 20s, low 30s for several days. You know, for those that don't understand that kind of cold, it's really exciting to see those temperatures coming our way. So.
Well, let's bring on the host of our show, Miss Michelle Costa, the Portuguese princess from Big Brother 10. Michelle Costa, how are you?
I'm fantastic. What's up, Cherry Paul? It's your girl, the Portuguese princess from Providence. And guess what, Paul? Get some sunblock. I don't want you to get burnt from the sun off the snow. And, Miss Cherry, we get whatever you and Paul are getting over here in Rhode Island. So we had a false alarm today with the snow. We were supposed to get a lot of snow, and it went a little bit to the south. So, but it's freezing here. It's about 3 degrees. It's pretty cold. I'm sick and tired talking about this.
I know. I'm so ready for winter to be gone. And
if I hear anybody complain, I'm going to bug out. What's next week, Cherry? Please enlighten me.
We get to spring forward and move our clocks up. And that's an indicator that spring is right around the corner. It's got to be coming soon. I'm just so ready for it.
Yep, and so, I thought you were going to say we get to drink green beer next week and eat corned beef and hash.
Well, you know I'm ready for that, too. I mean, I am
Irish.
I am Irish, and I know all about drinking the green beer and eating some corned beef. So, yeah, I can do that with the best of them.
All right, so let's take down some green beer on Saturday and say this is for the Manic Monday Maniacs. Once again, we're back.
Absolutely. And we already have your first guest on the switchboard.
Mercy, mercy me. Yes.
That's right. Let's bring her up. I can't wait to talk to Mercy Merce. Let's bring her on up with us. Mercy Merce, how are you? Thank you for calling in. You're on with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. I'm Cherry Garcia, Paul from Minnesota is with us.
Oh, my gosh, what's up? Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome.
Oh, my gosh, Mercy, it's Michelle. Thank you for coming on Manic Mondays. And can I just first point off the elephant in the room? You have a celebrity name. Like, when you hear Mercy Merce, you're like, oh, my, who is that? I want to know.
Oh, my gosh. You're so awesome, Michelle.
It's true, right? Don't you think so, Cherry and Paul? Like, that name, Mercy Merce, she just, like, bam.
Oh, thank you.
Is that like Marky Mark?
That's more awesome than Marky Mark, man. That's a nickname that I've had since I was little. My friends in school gave it to me each year, so it was just something that I've used, and everybody calls me Mercy Merce. Like, when you want to get turned up, Mercy Merce, how you say, what's up, Mercy Merce? So I love it. I love it.
I think
we've
got
a call on the switchboard that Paul just put a note underneath that this girl has 10 minutes left on her break, and she's calling in to talk to you, Mercy Merce. So would you mind taking a moment right off the top of the show?
Yeah, normally we talk to you, Mercy.
Okay.
We haven't even been able to ask you one question yet, but would you mind taking a call from a listener who only has 10 minutes left on her break, and then we'll ask you questions.
Okay, that's totally awesome. I want to hear the listener. Thank you, guys.
Okay, let me bring her up. Her name is Brittany. Brittany, you're on with Mercy Merce. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
So this is Michelle from Big Brother 10. I'm fantastic. Now, first off, where are you calling from, Miss Brittany?
I'm in Sacramento, California.
Okay, and you're on break. So why don't you ask Mercy, you got to say Mercy Merce, anything you want. Well, I don't know about anything, but.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say, hi, Mercy Merce, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for calling in. I feel so honored that you're on your break and you're calling in and listening to Manic Monday. So thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. I definitely enjoyed watching you on Opposite Worlds, just like the fact that you kept it real the entire time on the show, so I appreciate it. So I felt that they didn't give you on the show, like, enough airtime, except for when you had the interaction with Jesse. But do you feel if you could go back and do it again, would there be anything different that you would do?
No, that's a really good question. Honestly, it's one of those things where you have to just take anything in life and try and make it a positive, because obviously there was a lot of premise to that dialogue that was not shown to you guys. But it's one of those things where I'm thankful for it in the long run, because had they not shown it to you in the way that it came across, I wouldn't have been such a polarizing figure. And now coming back and seeing how crazy Twitter was and the mayhem behind it, I love it, because now everybody knows who Mercy is, and I'm grateful for the exposure. I do feel, too, that I wish I got more airtime because I'm sure you guys would have loved my personality and loved me being on there. But, you know, like, everything happens in life for a reason, and I'm just thankful that NBC gave me the opportunity in the first place. So that's a really good question.
Cool. Brittany, do you have any other questions for Mercy?
No, that was my biggest question, though, but I loved her on this show. I'm Team Mercy Merce all the way.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much,
thanks
Brittany.
So
that
much.
Was an excellent question, and I hope you don't get late on your break.
You know what? I did. I had a good break.
Awesome.
Thank
you
guys.
Have a good night, Brittany.
Thanks so much for calling in, Brittany.
All right, thanks. Bye.
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 All right.
Okay.
Miss Mercy, you got the switchboard already going crazy, girl.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
No,
I want everybody I want everybody to know how fun Mercy Merce is. Like, I'm just so excited that you guys gave me this opportunity to have a voice and talk to you guys on Manic Mondays. So I love it. So I'm really grateful.
Oh, absolutely, girl. We were, you know, definitely rooting for you in Opposite World. We were huge fans. We thought the show was great. Now, when you had first tried out for it, like, did you guys have an idea of what was going on? I mean, talk about as much as you can, but did you know it was going to be split up? And, you know, because you came in a little bit differently. I mean, you came in kind of in the middle. So did you already know what was going on?
No, we had no idea. I came across the ad, and the qualifications resonated to me because they were looking for people who were leaders and, you know, extroverted people who loved being around, someone who was outgoing, but someone who was also a strong competitor. So when I saw the ad, I was like, oh, that is like me. You know, I've been doing corporate management since I graduated. So I said, you know, I love being around people and working with the team, so I think I'll do well. And we didn't know anything about the show. I didn't even know anything about the voting at all until I got the official word that I made the show. So all I knew is that I was part of the twist with a group of people that America would vote on, but I couldn't contact anybody. I still didn't know anything about the show at all. And then until I got the official word that I was on the show, when you guys first saw me on camera standing next to Luke, that was my first time seeing any of what was going on. So they definitely did a good job of being very clandestine with all of it.
So when you guys did show up, did they tell you, like, right away, okay, so America voted you guys in and this is what's going on? Did they communicate with that to you, or were you just kind of thrown in with the wolves and the teams explained it to you?
It was a little bit of both. Like, when we first got in there, they put white clothes on me and brown on Steve, and I still didn't know what was going on. But it wasn't until we got there, and after my first worldly challenge, that the team filled me in on everything that was going on. They told me how, you know, I was on the future side, and there was going to be a lot of luxury and technology that I would have, and the past side was sort of, you know, total opposite, you know, excuse the pun, but it was an opposite world. And the team kind of filled me in on everything, and it was just like one of those experiences that was so surreal, but it was exciting every step of the way.
Oh, my God, I'm sure. And then I'm sure everybody was trying to tell you everything of their view of what they were seeing. So you probably got a lot of different types of stories. But that was probably good because at that time, they were already formed alliances. So it was probably hard for you coming in later to kind of hammer that in. So did you feel like, okay, I got voted by America, I'm going to have to do stuff that America wants me to do to stay in this game? Was that your mentality at that point, or did you still think that you could kind of wedge into any alliance that was in your group?
No, my mentality coming in was truly being humbled. I was so humbled to be voted in the first place, so I wanted to be gracious with all the viewers because that's who I am at my core, you know, very sincere person. But I knew it was going to be somewhat of a detriment to me coming in the game because they already had a structure with their dynamic and they felt comfortable with one another, and me coming in late, I knew it was going to be a detriment. So I wanted to just go in there with open arms, open heart, and just kind of assess each competitor, look at their strengths and weaknesses, really not rub anybody the wrong way, not really stay under the radar, but really kind of like utilize my analytical skills as well as physical skills by trying to figure out who is fallacious and who is someone that I could potentially use as an alliance. But I knew coming into the game late was going to be a detriment because they already knew each other. They felt comfortable with one another, and then I was a new person coming in. And then on top of that, they saw me coming in based on America's vote. So that probably was a little, you know, eye-opener for them as well.
Well, I think at that point they needed it because their team lacked in the liking of America as a full team. I mean, you know, here and there, you know, Jesse won it once or whatever. But they, I think, if they were smart, which they were, would have kept you longer than some of the others because some of the others weren't getting that America appeal. So you could have been like, you know, keep me, America likes me. You guys need America, you know, to vote for us. You know, get rid of these other guys that have been around and America doesn't like them.
Exactly. That you're completely right because, unfortunately, just like the caller Brittany said, you know, she wanted to see more airtime for me. And, unfortunately, there's so much of what I was thinking and what I vocalized that was not shown to you all. So everything you're saying is what I was doing on the show. I was very smart. I was upfront. I was honest. I was outspoken, as you guys saw with my dialogue with Jesse. And I let him know, like, hey, you know, America's vote is a huge factor. You're going to want me as an asset. And I think that helped keep me in the game as long as I did. And then when I went to the duel, I went in there, you know, doing my best, and it just wasn't my time. But God has for you, and it wasn't my time to continue in the game, and I left graciously. But you're right. I told him, hey, like, America does not like Team Kronos right now, but I'm an asset to you guys because they voted me in, so they like me, so keep me around.
Absolutely.
Smart
and
girl.
They said, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jerry, I'm sure you have some questions for Miss Mercy Merce.
Absolutely. I mean,
I love it. I'm just
going
to say it over and over again.
I love the name, too. We've got tons of callers on the switchboard as well, so I don't want to hog up all the time. But I do want to find out, were you a reality show fan before you went into the house?
Oh, yes. Anything that is Big Brother related, I love Amazing Race. I love all the Real Housewives. I love all the Real Housewives. Like, I love the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, I love anything, you know, that Andy Cohen produces. I love Andy Cohen. And then I'm also...
I love Andy Cohen, too.
I know
he's
so
from
awesome,
St. Louis, my hometown.
Oh, really? Uh-oh, St. Louis girl.
Yes, I'm sitting in St. Louis right now.
And then I'm also like a huge fan of The Real World. I grew up watching The Real World since I was little, so I still love The Real World.
Oh,
me too.
Explosion season is awesome. This season is awesome.
Oh, I know. I missed it because I was, you know, taping, but now I can kind of catch up on everything. That's why I love DVR.
Yeah, DVR.
Real quick, Mercy, because like Cherry said, we do have callers, but I want to get a question in as well. Seeing as you are a Big Brother fan, you know how they have to go into sequester before the season starts. How is sequester for you? I mean, the Big Brother people say that is one of the hardest periods is just sitting there in sequester. How long was it for you?
Oh, it was really long. It was longer for me because I had to stay an additional few days because America was voting. So it was a period of about 3 weeks of not having a phone, no means of communication, nothing. So it was definitely a time period where you have to have a strong sense of, you know, strong mentality, strong emotional capacity to just, you know, focus on writing or, you know, anything that could just keep your mind away from just the fact that you had no friends or family to communicate with.
Wow.
I say pad up the walls because I was bouncing off of them like a crazy person. I was like, please.
Yes.
I was in there for 8 days. I was like, please help me.
Yes. Seriously, Michelle, I was bouncing off every wall. I was like, I think I am going crazy.
Okay, I'm glad to think that I wasn't the only one, so it makes me feel better.
Can we start taking some calls, ladies?
Let's do it, Cherry Pie.
Okay, we've got some calls stacking up here. So our first call we've got coming up is from Jeremy. Jeremy, thank you so much for calling in. You're on with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10 and Mercy Merce from Opposite Worlds.
Hey, Mercy Merce, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure watching you on TV. I had one question.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you so much.
Oh, I had a question for you. Since this was your first reality experience, how was it, what kind of things came about that you were expecting, or how was it kind of a shock that you weren't expecting, or did everything go the way you think that it would go as far as being on TV?
The only thing that I was not expecting, that's a good question, Jeremy, the only thing I wasn't expecting is just the part about being sequestered, I didn't realize or know that individuals that were, you know, embarking on reality TV shows had to, you know, be caught out from everything for such a long period. So that was definitely a hard thing to do. So that was the only thing that I didn't expect at all.
That's cool. Well, should have cooked the Louisiana dish for him. You'd have won the whole thing.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you liked the show.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you,
Jeremy. Thank you, Jeremy, for calling in. Have a great night.
Y'all too.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I like his accent.
Okay, we're gonna move
south.
Right on.
Not like my
and,
East Coast accent.
Right. We're gonna bring up Roger. Roger, thank you so much for calling in. You're on with Michelle Costa and Mercy Merce from Opposite Worlds.
What's up,
Absolutely.
Roger?
Hi, how you doing, Mercy? Hey, I just wanted to say what a pleasure it was to watch you. And by the way, you were number two in popularity behind Frank, even though you got voted off the show, you know, earlier than some of the other players. Number two, congratulations.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. What, do you mean did they do an after TPI or something?
Well, they did a compile of the whole most popular for the show, and I think it's number two is where you ended up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh, that is
good
awesome.
Good job, Mercy.
I didn't even know that.
That's
thank
pretty
you
good.
So much. Oh,
and,
that's
you know,
so cool.
Great
thank you.
Mercy in there. It's great seeing Mercy in there with her positive attitude, and that's why I liked her so much. It's just everybody else was getting into the drama, and Mercy was just trying to play the game for the game, and I respect you.
Aww.
All. That showed the great attitude and showed character. That was just great watching her.
Oh, thank you so much, Roger. I'm so glad that you like the show. I appreciate it.
And my only other question is, what do you want to do next now since this is over?
Oh, that's
good
such
question.
A question. I would love to do Celebrity Big Brother, Celebrity Apprentice. I've actually been acting since I was 5 years old. I've had 10 years of theater training, so I want to get into entertainment, film, TV, movies. I love writing. Both my parents are educators. They have their PhDs, so I want to write books. I have a business background. Like I said, I've been in corporate management, so I want to kind of, you know, become an entrepreneur and just capitalize on a lot of different things, including motivational speaking, and I love cooking. I've been cooking since I was 6 years old, so I would love to do, like, Celebrity Top Chef or something. So just sky's the limit, and I appreciate fans like you that are so supportive. I really, really do.
Well, it's great seeing you, and good luck in anything you do. You'll be great at it because you should have a great attitude. Great
hey, Roger, where are you calling from? We'd like to know.
I am calling from Arkansas, which is about 6 hours from St. Louis, so I know the kind of weather you're in. It's not too fun.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Crappy. We've been doing
hey, Roger, are you a Big Brother fan? Are you a Big Brother
fan? Are you a Big Brother fan?
I have watched it. I wouldn't say that I've watched it as much as probably Mercy has. She was talking about it. But it's been on and off because of how busy I am sometimes at night. But I'm aware of it.
You sound
almost exactly like one of the contestants that was on this past season, Spencer. You fooled a lot of people in the chat room. They said, that's Spencer. Nope.
No.
That's
no,
so funny.
I'm Roger from Rogers, Arkansas. So that's where
cool.
I'm
from Rogers, Arkansas.
I love
that's
it.
Ironic.
That's so cool.
I'm not a Mercy Merce, but I'm a Roger Rogers. So
that's funny.
That's
all
great.
Right, we got some celebrity names in the house. All right, well, thank you so much, Roger.
Yeah.
Roger,
enjoy it. Thank you.
Have a great night.
No,
take care, Roger.
Thank
gosh,
you
he
so much.
Sounded so much like
Ow.
Spencer, didn't he?
I know.
Okay, that's Craig.
Okay, wait. Our next call is Angela. We're going to bring her up. Angela,
right,
thank you
Angela.
So much. You're on with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10 and Mercy Merce from Opposite Worlds.
Well, hello, Michelle and Mercy Merce. How are you guys doing this evening?
I'm good.
Thank you, Angela.
Great. Mercy Merce, my question for you, first of all, I'm very excited and proud of you, and just it was just amazing just to watch you in action on the show. Again, as everybody else has stated, I would have loved to see more of you and to hear more of you. And I don't understand why we didn't, because I do believe that whatever they want to call it, your little act, the Jerry Springer act, or whatever they want to say, if it wasn't for that, there would be no Opposite Worlds, and people would not necessarily be tuned in as as much as possible. So I'm very thankful for that moment, and I'm glad that you had that opportunity. But my question for you today, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said thank you. Thank you for watching the show. I really appreciate it. And I wish that you could have seen more of me too, but now that the show's over, you're going to see a whole lot more of me. So thank you so much.
Well, wonderful. Well, look, I heard you mention in one of your interviews that you currently have your own scholarship. Could you give me some more background in reference to your scholarship and how does it work?
Oh, yes. I think I mentioned that on one of the first interviews I did, I think right when I got eliminated. When I was an undergrad at Southern University, I started a scholarship for students. So I saved money every month for a year because, you know, as a scholar, as a college student, you're like trying to, you know, do your credits and, you know, take care of yourself financially, pay your car loan, all that stuff. So
right.
I saved a little bit of money every single month and then started my own scholarship. And I, you know, brought it to the dean of the College of Business, and he was so thrilled that I did it. And he, you know, did a whole ceremony for me. He got one of those, like, big publisher clearinghouses checks. And I'm a huge proponent of education. So I did, I objectively did it. I had an essay question that the students had to fulfill and write an essay, submit it, and there was at least 40 submissions, and I read every single essay and objectively picked a student. And so she was able to get all her textbooks for the next couple of semesters because of my scholarship, and that's something that I want to continue. So thank you. That's cool that you heard that. I think it was one of the interviews I did when I first got eliminated.
Well, I mentioned that because that is something very, very important, and I really like that aspect of you giving back. And it really makes a difference because, as you know, college is hard for those students who are not there on a scholarship per se, and I'm not sure who the young lady or whomever it was that received it, but I know that it was a blessing for them to receive that. And just to be able to help in that aspect of someone's college life is a huge, huge, huge thing. And so I would like to thank you for even offering, giving someone an opportunity. That is a great, great opportunity for any college student. And it's obvious that to me, although you're a very young lady, that you definitely know what you want in life and the things you are headed for, and I think you're going to be very, very, very successful in anything that you put your heart to.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That means a lot. I really, really appreciate it. And, I'm hoping to be able to propel my scholarship, so thank you for, you know, listening to the interview that I did a few days ago and hearing that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and that is just something that's very, very huge, and I would, you know, just make sure, you know, I'm just grateful, and I hope that you continue that scholarship, you know, being a student myself. I know it can be a struggle, you know, as a young mother in college, so that is something that is very great that you're doing, and I would just like for you, again, to continue doing what you're doing. I'm very proud.
Oh, well, thank you so
Education,
much. Thank you for
so
watching
important.
The show.
Angela,
yes,
that was a
thank
great,
you.
Great
thank
question.
You, Angela.
Yeah, that was
yes.
awesome. I did not know that. So that's really great. And, Angela, good luck with school, okay, girl?
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in, Angela.
Hey,
have a great
Mercy,
deal.
I have a quick question just because I've been screening these calls. There's a lot of them from Louisiana. Do you have any connection with that state, or is that just coincidence?
I went to school in Louisiana, and I currently live in California.
Well, there you go. There's the connection. She went to school. That's awesome that you're doing that, Mercy. I mean, to take on that role of yourself, you know, needing the help, and you went out and said, you know what, I know that other people need help. And I think it's so great that you did that prior to being on the show, and the platform that you've set yourself up with, I think is going to just blow up the scholarship program that you're doing. And I think it's really amazing. It's pretty awesome. Mercy, give yourself
thank you. I appreciate it. It's something that I love. I mean, it's just education is just something that I absolutely love. Both of my parents have always instilled that in me and how important it is. So anytime that I can give back, I always love to.
Awesome. All right, Cherry, let's get our next caller up.
Okay. Our next caller is Lisa. Lisa, thank you so much for calling in. You're on with Michelle Costa and Mercy Merce.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey,
yes,
Lisa, what's going on, girl?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Look, I just want to let you know, I mean, how proud I am just to see a young woman who, you know, just has a positive outlook on things, and I can imagine with the different things that you guys can encounter on this show, it might be kind of hard to stay so positive. So, I mean, like, what's your tactic? Like, I'm trying to figure out how to live my life. Like, what's your suggestion?
Oh, that's a good question. Honestly, the way I do it is just always being confident in yourself, knowing that things happen in life for a reason. And like I always say, what God has for you is for you. So no one can ever take your shine. Like whatever you're meant to have in this world, you're always going to have. So don't let anyone make you feel insecure. Don't let anyone make you feel bad like you can't obtain something. I'm living proof that you put your mind to it, you keep your faith strong and your family strong, you'll be able to accomplish whatever you want. And that's what I do. Just always let your heart speak for itself, and you'll get anything in life. And don't ever let anybody knock you down, because what you need to think in your mind is that haters only make you greater. Always say that.
Haters make you greaters. I like
Thank
that.
You so much, Miss Mercy Mars, and we watch you and we love you, and I mean, just best in whatever you do, and I know you're going to be fabulous. I know you already are.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, Miss Lisa, I just want to let you know that, you know, there's, you know, spring's coming up, and you know, people tend to do spring cleaning around their house, right? Maybe sometimes people need to do spring cleaning of their life. Get the negative out. Get the negative out. Stick with the positive, and then add more positive things to your life. You know, people tend to forget that they need to work on themselves instead of their closet. And sometimes we allow people that are negative in our lives to keep them around when we know that they're no good for us and they bring us down. You need people that are going to lift your spirits and build you up and encourage you to keep moving every day and to move to your dreams and your goals and your aspirations. So good luck, Lisa.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, you guys. Y'all have a fabulous day. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Lisa. God bless.
Thanks.
Okay. We're going to keep it moving and go on to our next caller, which is Lindsay. Lindsay, thank you for calling into the Rad Reality Show. You're on with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10 and Mercy Merce from Opposite Worlds.
Hey,
Hi.
Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oklahoma City.
Oh,
hey,
Oklahoma, you're a Sooner, Oklahoma Sooners. Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to say I loved watching you. And
aw, thank you.
Nice job. And you looked great out there. really just, like, really stood out. And I just wanted to ask you, so last night was the Oscars, and I know that you talked about, you know, becoming an actor and taking this and using it as a platform. What is your take on last night's outcome? And was there anything that, like, really stood out to you?
The Oscars were amazing. I love watching the pre-show and just seeing everybody's outfit. But it's something I love it. It's something that I prayed about since I was little, that I hope that I can someday have the opportunity to be on that stage as well. But what I loved is, just seeing Lupita, you know, win that award. She's someone that resonates with me because I was born in Nigeria, and she's African as well. And just seeing her win that award, it just lets me know that the glass ceiling is continuing to be broken. Diversity is something that I embrace, and I love how as a country we're moving forward and embracing diversity. So that's something that stood out to me, and I loved it.
She is amazing.
Yes.
I mean, she's an amazing actress, and she has a phenomenal style. Don't you think so, Mercy?
Yes, I love it. I love it. She knows how to turn up Mercy Merce style.
She sure does.
Well, hey, I just want to say you look great. You're my favorite player, and I really hope that you, you know, you keep moving on with this because you're clearly really talented, and whoever ends up signing you first is lucky, very lucky.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. You're so awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great night.
Bye. You too.
Gosh,
thank
Mercy,
you.
Can you get any more loving? I mean, good Lord.
Oh, that's so awesome. You know,
I love
so
it.
I'm so thankful for it because, you know, the moment I got eliminated, I said, you know what? If you know, no matter what it is, I came across polarizing, but I'm going to turn that into a positive. And even any sort of, like, negative tweets, I reach out to them and I say, thank you for watching the show. And a lot of them even turn back and say, you know what, you're so awesome. I love your sense of humor. And they end up following me. So I'm the type of person where I embrace differences of opinions, and I love the opportunities that I'm getting. So thank you, guys.
Hey, girl, you know what they say, kill them with kindness because it went over their heart.
Yes, yes.
Good for you, girl.
And our next caller is somebody that we all know quite well on the Rad Reality Show.
Yay.
We're
going to
bring up Miss Panther. Thank you so much for calling in, Panther. You're on with Michelle Costa and Mercy Merce.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Panther.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey.
We are fantastic. We love having Miss Panther on. Can you do your famous purr for Miss Mercy Merce?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Isn't that good? It gets you right
Panther
in that, like, the stomach area.
Panther does a great event every year called Toys for Tots in New Hampshire, and she has all kinds of reality stars the first week of December come up to New Hampshire and just do an amazing event for the kids, and she raises so many toys gets the toys for the kids up there in the New Hampshire area, and it's one of the most fun, amazing reality star events to attend that all the fans can attend as well and meet the reality stars, donate money that goes to a great cause for Toys for Tots, and I just wanted to mention it so you kind of know who she is, and I'm sure that, you know, at some point she'll invite you to come up there to Toys for Tots. And
oh, my gosh, I'd love to.
Absolutely. It's an open invitation, everybody.
I love it.
It's a great event. We've all been there, and it's one of the most just respected and loved events that the reality stars go to, and I just wanted to bring that up so you know who she is, and she can kind of mention that before she asks a question, or if you want to just kind of throw that out there.
I got to be honest. I'm driving, and I must have hit the one by accident.
Oh, you did.
Because we were just listening and having a good time driving, and all of a sudden I hear, oh, we're going to bring Panther up. And I was like, ooh. Well, no.
Paul and I were kind of surprised that you hit the one, because usually you kind of listen on the show and we're like, yay, Panther's coming up on us. And
I know. Well, now she can know that we feel a huge wall and she can help us. Yeah.
That's right.
That's what she
said. Absolutely, Mercy. I've been a part of it for 5 years, and I am vice president, so I would love to have you come up and be able to, you know, raise money and get toys and stuff for the kids, and we'll keep you updated. It's going to be the first week of December, but Miss Panther is the head of honcho of the Toys for Tots, so now that we all know each other, we will definitely be speaking together with this information and letting you know when the things are progressing, which they are. They've been progressing. So we got a lot of things going on with Toys for Tots that we're excited about. Isn't that right, Panther?
This will be year 7 for us.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Toys for Tots is a wonderful organization.
It absolutely is. Well, Miss Panther, thank you so much for accidentally pressing one. We love talking to you and getting your purr and just listening to you. Thank you so much.
Valerie's been trying to say hi, but I don't know if you can hear her.
I heard somebody,
but
I didn't know. Hi, Valerie.
I love you guys. I'm glad she hit one by accident so I can send my love to you.
Aw, we love you too.
Sending love back, girl. You guys be safe driving, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye. It's always great to have Panther on with her little partner.
I know, I adore her.
All right, Miss Cherry Pie, do we have another caller?
I think we've about gone through them all for right now.
Perfect, because
okay.
I had a question for Miss Mercy, actually, real quick.
All right.
Miss Mercy, how did the white outfit, how did you feel about the white outfit? Because some of the outfit was cute, and then it, some of them I was just like, I'd rather have it all white. Did you like that it was kind of like not matching?
Let's just say I was not the biggest fan of the spandex. My favorite all white was the white dress they had me wear the day, you know, crazy, crazy day when Jeffrey actually got protected. But that cute little white dress was the bomb. I loved it. But I was not a huge fan of the spandex.
They were interesting outfits, I'll tell you that. But especially Future showed a lot. I mean,
oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Paul. Paul, wasn't he talking before?
I'm sorry, I walked away. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Kind of like you're
in
a cave.
I was just going to tell any listeners, I actually got disconnected and had to call back in. So if anybody had that happen to them, feel free to call back in and then push the one if you want to ask a question. That's all I had.
Awesome, Paul. Okay, great. Yeah, because it seems like, you know, if you're having an issue that other people might, so just press the refresh button. Refresh. Miss Mercy Merce, so what do you have, like, in the future? Do you have any events that you're going to? And I know you're a motivational speaker. Do you have anything set up for that? Because I'm sure that, now being off the show, you probably book solid, girl.
I want to, yeah, I'm so, to have had awesome people like yourself reach out to me. I mean, that's just, you don't know just how amazing that is to know that even though I didn't get as much airtime as I wanted, like for some reason people resonated with me and I love it and I'm so grateful for it and I'm truly humbled by it. So I just want to continue being able to have a voice and work with people like you who are gracious enough to let me have a voice and talk to my fans. And then I want to, you know, partner with an agent to let me go to events. And then I really want to audition for some real, you know, acting opportunities. Like I have really strong acting chops and I want to get into the entertainment industry. So that's what my plan is now. And I'm going to continue to propel my Mercy Polo scholarship. That's definitely something really important to me. But I would love the opportunity to go on a celebrity show, like Celebrity Apprentice or something like that. That would be awesome. And then hopefully Sci-Fi will let me make a few cameos in season 2, Opposite Worlds, so I can show everybody how to get turned up, Mercy Merce style.
Oh, my God. I think you would be perfect for Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, that would be awesome, because I have, like, a management background, and I would love to be able to, you know, showcase that for Donald Trump.
So when you hit it big, Mercy Merce, will you forget about Manic Monday? If I was like, you know, hit you up, hey, Merce, you'd be like, I'm too busy. I can't do Manic Mondays. Will you always come back on and let us know what's going on with you?
Oh, of course. You guys got me on speed dial. Like, once you need to know, honestly, Michelle, you just need to know that I'm a sincere, humbled person. Honestly, I promise you. Like, I take everything, you know, graciously. Even when I left, remember, after the Duel of Destiny, I was so bummed that Jesse took forever to find the first piece, and by the time he gave me the first piece, Frank had already gotten his third piece, so I knew that it was my time to go, and I even left graciously. That's just who I am. So you guys got me on speed dial. Whenever you want it, I'm here. I'm here. I'm your girl.
All right, Mercy Merce.
Yeah,
now we've been talking nice. Now let's get to some a little bit of the dirt. Can we do a little bit of dirt? Can we get our hands dirty
okay.
a little bit? Okay.
All right.
So who was your favorite, I'd say, okay, first I want to say, who is your favorite on your team that you would say that you would trust with everything? And then who is your favorite overall? Maybe they weren't on your team, or was it the same person?
Truthfully, I didn't trust anyone on my team, but my favorite person overall was JR. I just thought he was a sweetheart, honestly.
All right, so JR. So who, okay, I guess I would say, who would you dislike? So we'd pick everybody from your team, though?
at this point, I have nothing but love for the entire cast. But, like, you know, trust is a huge thing that you decide to give to somebody, and I don't give it easily. So I didn't trust anyone on the show. But as far as, you know, who I thought was just a very sincere, sweet person, I would definitely say JR. Sam was sweet. Lauren was really sweet. There's a lot of sweet people, but in terms of trust, because that's a huge thing, I didn't really have much trust for anyone there. I was just trying to do the best that I could in the game and utilize my physical and analytical skills to further myself.
Okay, I do have a chat question. Somebody in our chat, Kim Solari, wanted me to ask Mercy, if you could have worked with anyone from Team Epoch, who would it have been? I mean, you kind of just mentioned several.
I think you just answered that.
If I could have worked with someone on Team Epoch, it would have been JR, because he, you know, is a lawyer, and I just think that we would have a lot of strengths that would help us both get further in the game. I would have loved to be on the same team as JR. Because, let's look at it this way. Anybody that can make it to the end of a competition show, Michelle, with a broken ankle is definitely a smart person in my book.
Oh, yeah. He was politicking all the way, and he did a great job. Speaking about JR, this is like a two-part question. One is, did you know when you got in the game, I'm not quite sure if when it came out, but that JR and Jeffrey were working together, that would be the first part, and what's your thoughts on Jeffrey? Did we see the Jeffrey, or was there another side that we didn't see?
I knew that there was something a little fishy about the JR-Jeffrey alliance, and being someone who has been acting for pretty much all her life, I knew that that fight between them was fake, and I thought I can sense that I can get it really quickly. So not for that, it was premeditated. But as far as Jeffrey, I have nothing to love for him right now, because honestly, he played the game, you know, the way he felt he needed to. I don't know if they showed you guys the interview, but when I first got there, literally the first day after the Worldly Challenge, I had a one-on-one interview where I said, you know what? I can see Jeffrey is one of those fallacious people, but hey, I got to give it up to him. He's doing what he has to do to further himself in the game. And look at him. He was one of the last four people there. So kudos to him. And like I said, everybody that was there played the game they felt was going to get them further. And, you know, my game was being sincere and having integrity and just having fun. And thankfully, a lot of people saw it. So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think Jeffrey kind of, like, got the bad deal, you know. I don't think he was as bad as what they showed. I know being in a reality show, you know, there's so much footage, and what they show on TV is just a fraction.
Exactly.
Fact that they were emphasizing him, like, in such a negative way, I'm like, you know what, I bet any money he's, like, the coolest one in the house. He's the one that probably approached you first or made you feel, you know, warmth and you know, just entrance into the new team and stuff. But they always seem to portray him, like, oppositely. But I think in the long run, it helped him, because who wouldn't want to keep the guy around that America hated if at the end they're thinking America's going to vote? Of course America's not going to vote for him to win, so why not bring him at that point? So I think
he
did a good job. Yeah,
he's actually a really funny guy. So like I said, I have nothing but love for all the cast members, and Jeffrey's a pretty funny guy. Like, I'm proud of him for doing what he had to do to make it further in the game, and he did.
Hey, you know, he's there to play the game, and, you know, people play games in different ways. Some play honest, some play whatever. I mean, it's a game in the long run.
Exactly.
So it is what it is. But do you stay in contact with almost everybody from your season, or everybody, or how's that going?
Yeah, we're all definitely conversing through social media, so I think it's great, and that's why I love social media so much, because not only do the fans get to sort of keep in contact with us, we get to keep in contact with one another too, so I love it. I think what made Opposite Worlds so unique is that it was so unprecedented. I mean, the American public had so much interaction with the game. I mean, as you guys saw, you guys were able to pick the most popular, least popular, the protected, the rewards, the punishments, that's, like, unheard of. So I love it. And when I got eliminated and I was able to kind of see it from this end to be a viewer, I was just, like, I was so excited. I just went on Twitter during the finale, and it was, like, mayhem. So I can only imagine what people fell in love with the show.
Yeah,
I
think there will be a second season.
What did you say?
I think there will be a second season, and I think the way that they involved the social media was masterful. I've said this probably 1,000 times now since Opposite Worlds has been on air.
No, only 900.
The way that they involved the social media in Opposite Worlds was done so well. And I've always had the thought that when Glass House was on, they involved social media, and I think it was overkill. I think it was part of what sort of killed the show because they did it too much. And so when I heard that Opposite World was going to have a lot of social media involvement, I was really sort of afraid that it was going to be somewhat the same. It was going to be too much social media involvement, and it may, you know, sort of be the demise of another great reality show. But the way they did it with Opposite Worlds was absolutely masterful. And I think it involved everybody in just the right way so that we were involved, but it didn't overtake the show and bring it down and make you guys, like, act in a different way so much that we saw you guys change, you know. With Glass House, they asked so many questions to us, you know, people responding. Like, they would say, what do you want them to do now, and what do you want them to act out now, or what, you know, just so many questions that it made them be people that they weren't and
yeah.
do things that we really weren't interested in seeing. And we didn't get to see them as the real people that they were. But in this scenario, we got to see you, and then they asked us, you know, to rate you afterwards. And I think that sort of is the way to use it, you know. It
I
was
also
just
think
really
that
well
the
done.
Next season, don't you think that the next season would be awesome if they had, like, live feeds?
Oh,
yes.
That would be
I
so
think it would
cool.
Be
and
awesome.
I would love for them to let the cast see the live feed as they're on the show, because I think that would be pretty awesome, too. Or, like, maybe one of the rewards would be you get to see the live feed.
Yeah,
wow,
that would be
really interesting. You know, for the future
cool.
side, maybe to get to see part of the live feeds for a little while or something. That would
yeah,
be because they were
be
the ones
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah, I agree. I also wanted to mention, Marcy, this coming Thursday, you were talking about wanting to go further in your career with the entertainment industry and stuff. We have a producer who's going to be coming on our show, and one of the topics is going to be that 16th minute in your career. And so I wanted to invite you back just to listen to the show. And she's somebody who works out in L.A. She's been in the industry for many, many years, worked with producing sizzle reels and getting shows on air such as Shark Tank, and I think she got Hell's Kitchen on air, some really big shows. And
wow.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Those are huge shows, and I know that
yes.
one of those shows, Hell's Kitchen, Miss Mercy did talk about. So.
And she's going to be talking about, we're going to have two topics this coming Thursday. One is going to be about casting and getting on reality shows. And the second topic is going to be, once you've been on a reality show, carrying on that 16th minute of fame. So,
oh, yeah.
Certainly
that
wanted
be awesome.
To invite
I'd
you back.
I'd love to come back on Thursday.
Yeah, and just maybe talk to her. At,
I would
I'd
love,
love
it.
To invite
you
back.
You never know
yeah.
what doors could open there, Miss Mercy.
I know. Thank you guys so much. You guys are like my heroes, honestly.
Oh,
what,
well, Mercy. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul.
All I was going to ask is for those that don't already know your Twitter handle, what is it?
It's at Team Mercy Merce. That's Team MercyMerce.
And that's the real one. That's not the fake account.
No, that's not the fake account. I'm so, like, so thankful for all the fan accounts that are out there. I went in there. I was like, oh, my gosh, there's, like, so many. But my real account is at Team Mercy Merce.
Well, thank you, Mercy, for coming on Manic Mondays. We absolutely loved watching you on Opposite World. You did such a fantastic job. And if you'd ever love to come back on Manic Mondays and say you want to update us with something that you're doing, you want to promote something, whatever it is, you are so welcome back, girl. Mercy, Merce.
Thank you, guys. You guys are amazing. I will be back on Thursday, and then anything you guys need, just let me know. You know how to reach me.
Absolutely. And before you go, because our next segment we're going to be talking about Big Brother Canada, are you going to be watching Big Brother Canada? Did you watch Big Brother Canada 1?
Oh, no, I definitely want to watch it. I have to. I think I'm going to have to find it on Hulu or something, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to find it on Hulu and definitely get up to speed.
All right, girl. Well, it starts March 5th. They just revealed the cast, so you're in the nick of time to catch up. And then if you ever want to come back and give us your thoughts on what you think about going on in Big Brother Canada or anything for that fact, you're welcome back, girl, and thank you again.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to make sure that everybody watches all the time. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, Mercy, and you have a fantastic night.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mercy. Take care, babe.
Ooh, I love her.
I do, too. She's so sweet. She's definitely got that sweet personality, very humble, and she certainly has a lot of fans, and I think we're going to see more of her.
I think we are. I think she'll have a Grammy, and she's going to come on Manic Mondays and talk about it. That's what I think. I don't know. It'll be pretty cool, though.
I think so.
Well, Opposite Worlds. Ooh, I can't wait to see if there's going to be a second. And like I said, I hope they're listening to Manic Mondays when we're saying live feeds.
You should have been with us last night, Michelle. We had...
Why?
We had JR.
Ooh.
We had Charles, the one that broke his leg.
We had
Jeffrey, and we had Sam.
Ooh,
all
yay.
On the show with us last night.
Goodness, that must have been a packed-filled evening.
Oh, my goodness. It was. They were on with us for 2 hours. It was quite a night. So,
I'm
yeah.
Sure it was.
You're right, they were on for 2 hours, but we had an hour worth of amazing race talk before it, so we had a 3 hour show.
Oh, goodness. Yes, Amazing Race. That was another great episode last night, wasn't it? But, oh, I'm sad. Who got?
Me too.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't, like, wear the same clothes.
I know.
Well, you'll get them, you know. But, I mean, as long as she had the passport and the essentials, and even then, you know, I don't know if they get, like, a penalty or whatever, but they should have just ended the race and maybe they got a 30-minute penalty. I don't think so, though, because they didn't do anything wrong, per se. I don't think they would get a penalty. But, I mean, especially with everything that they went through, it's like, oh, God, the bag. And, you know, when he said medication, I was like, okay, then he's got to get his medication. But it was for car nausea. So it was like, you know, she's got that. But, you know, it is what it is. The Cowboys went from first to, well, at last at one point. They really shot themselves in the foot, didn't they? But they always pull out. Them Cowboys, they always pull out. Well,
yeah,
that
thank
sounds
you.
Weird. They pull out. Oh, goodness. I sometimes say stuff and don't mean to, and it comes out the wrong way.
It did break my heart to lose Team Kentucky. That was, you know, and it was the first to have all the teams lined up there behind Phil.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
When they came in at the mat, Rachel was crying, and all the teams were so sad to see Bopper and Mallory go. Mark and Mallory go. And he wanted Bopper to be there with him so bad. It was just one of those things where, you know, I think Mark and Bopper were just meant to race the race together. And, you know, it's hard to race that race with somebody you don't know. And
it's hard to run that race with somebody you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness.
But David and Mary were on last night. And, you know, Mary's husband David and Mark know each other very well. And they've actually raced the Urban Stampede together. And they're both from Kentucky, both sort of country boys from Kentucky. And they were talking about how if they would have called David to race the race with Mark instead of Mallory, that they think that, you know, maybe they would have made it a little further, because Mark and David have actually raced a different, you know, it's like an amazing race together. And they know each other quite well. So maybe not. We don't know how it would have turned out, but you know, I think Mallory was already there as an alternate, and that's why she was chosen to race the race with Mark. So it's not like they called her, you know, to be Mark's, you know, other half, and was chosen over David or something like that. She was an alternate already. And
that's
so she was
weird,
there
though, that they would have her as an alternate for a team thing. You know what I mean? Like, is that something normal or common that they do on Amazing Race?
I think they do have alternate teams. And she was part of an alternate team that was already there in case a team wasn't able to race. And when Bopper was told he was medically unable to race, it wasn't her and her father. It was her and another girl.
I thought Mallory's father was the one that he was.
That's who she raced the race with before, right?
Okay, yeah, because I know that he was the coach of a baseball team. So that's what I thought. But that's interesting to know. I mean, in the same aspect, Mark and Bopper, if, say, Bopper was allowed to race, they could have been eliminated first. I mean, it's
true.
All thrown
you
up in the air,
know.
But, yeah, but to be able to experience that twice, that's got to be awesome. And it is unfortunate, but there's one winner, you know. I'm sure we all wanted to see Phil say, but this is not an eliminating round. And especially with all the teams behind, you know, that was like, oh, that's heart-wrenching. But at least they had the support.
How about the race to the mat that Rachel and Brendan just, you know, inched it out? I mean, it was like they got there like 2 seconds before the second team. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Well,
they ran ahead
like
of Margie and Luke.
Six, yeah, it seemed like the top six teams were back-to-back, didn't it?
I know, but
Rachel was smart enough to go up and look at the map and know that there was pictures, even though they didn't know the language. She was smart enough to know that they could go up and look at the map and see the pictures on the map, and that would show them where they were going. And that assisted them in knowing where Phil was in that park-like area that they were in. And
I love
so
that.
I give props to Rachel.
I like that Rachel is, like, running through the woods in the first segment, and Brendan's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm trying to hide from everybody, and she's, like, hitting branches on trees, and she's, like, up on this, like, this side road ditch. And
Brendan's going, what?
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, trying to hide from everybody as she's crackling and breaking down trees and knocking them down. It was cute. It was awesome. So,
you know, you don't think, but there's a cameraman and a soundman, you know, with a boom mic, and they're running too. I mean, how invisible were they going to be?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was funny. I mean, they're already sticking out like sore thumbs there, you know, and so it was interesting. But, yeah, Amazing Race was fantastic, and let's touch a little bit about Survivor before we get to Big Brother Canada. So we're watching Beauty, Bronze, and Brains. So what do you guys think of it so far?
I don't know if there's a team. Is there really a team of Brains? I don't know.
Well, I don't think so, because it doesn't feel like
it. I think we're all getting spoofed or something. I think we're getting punked or spoofed or whatever you want to call it. I think the Brains team is, like, the lowest on the scoring of the... Yeah.
To be nice, you're really not smart. They're not smart team.
Yeah, I think when they took their test, I think they got the lowest score, and they're just calling them the Brains team until they get to the end, and then they're going to say, we fooled you guys. Spoofed you, and because I mean they can't do anything right, nothing. They can't build anything right. They can't puzzle together. They can't get anything done right. They can't make any decision right. They can't even play Survivor right. They sat there and made all their decisions openly in a little group, and you don't do that. You know, you go out and you talk amongst yourselves individually and decide who's going to get voted out. You don't sit there in a little group and go, okay, well, I think we should vote out this one because, you know, that's not how the game is played. It's just not done that way. And they certainly made the right decision on the second vote because that guy just needed to go. What was his name? Started with a G.
Oh, I can't remember.
Garrett?
You know, but
Garrett. That was it.
You know, it's like I watched and I was like trying to feel somebody out, like anybody that stuck out, and it's not there for me yet. It's going to probably take a couple of episodes. I just think that it's just like too much chaos going on right now for me to zone in. On, you know, particular people that I think are going to do well just because the teams are so wacky. They're wacky but jacky. I'll be honest with you. It's like, what is going on? But I have a feeling that, you know, once they merge probably into two teams, which I'm thinking that's what's going to happen maybe. I don't know. What's going to be then? I mean, they can't leave the Brains with one person and then battle it out between Beauty and Brawn, can they? I mean, you never know. It's Survivor.
Well, if I remember correctly, and I don't remember the names of the seasons as good as other people, but the season where they split into ethnic groups, if I remember correctly, there was one of those teams that there was a single girl by herself, and she had to sleep in the woods in the dark all by herself. Do you guys remember that season?
Yes, I do. But was it just her by herself or did she have somebody else? Yeah, it was her by herself. You're right.
So it has been done. I don't know if it's happened since then. That was had to be awfully scary. I don't know. But it was an interesting first episode. It was 2 hours, two eliminations. I didn't quite get into it as quickly as other seasons, but I think there are going to be some good characters on there. You'll enjoy this, Michelle. We were surprised we had a surprise caller that called in last Thursday to talk about Survivor, to talk about Office World, to talk about Amazing Race. This guy loves his reality TV. None other than J-U-double-D, Hardy Doherty, called in. Wasn't that fun, Cherry?
It was.
Oh, I love him. I love my Dead Nation. I love. I love him. Well, that's awesome. He's definitely into reality TV, I think, as all of us are. So I always like hearing the thoughts of people that were in a reality TV show and how our reactions are. We're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they did that. And it's like, we do the same thing. You know, it is what it is. But all right. So let's talk about Big Brother Canada. Now, don't forget, you guys, starting next Monday, we will have the fabulous Suzette and Suzette Slice of Big Brother Canada. And we all know that it's going to be starting March 5th. So I can't wait to hear what she thinks of the cast, who her picks are, and then thoughts of maybe if anything changed after she's seen the first episode. But, okay, let's talk about it. So the cast is here for 2014, you guys. Season 2 premieres 1 week away. Now, though, there's a lot going on with these house guests. They're interesting group. We can try to see if we're going to go through everybody, and we'll stop and chat about a couple people. But let's start off with Adele Eslier, 27. He's a welder, inventor from Edmonton. He seems like he's going to be interesting. I think they considered him to be like a Tom. They've been doing a lot of comparisons to past Big Brother guests. So Adele, what do you think of Adele, Paul?
First of all, am I still breaking up? I'd like to answer, but
no,
I'm going to
you sound
call
perfect.
Back.
Paul, you sound perfect.
Okay, good. I think he's going to be an interesting cast member. He's our oh my God, I can't remember our Big Brother Muslim.
I think he's going to be a shit stirrer. I think he's going to not have a filter.
He's also, this is going to be interesting, he's going to be doing his 5 times a day prayer. Oh, my God. On season 6 in All Stars, why can't I remember? Are you guys still hearing me?
Oh, you think about Kacer?
Kacer. Yes, thank you. I had a brain freeze.
You have a brain fart. It's, you know, it's okay because it is polar vortex frozen, Paul.
It's
okay, my friend.
I think that brings a new aspect into it. He was asked about past Big Brothers, and he only brought up Big Brother Canada. So I don't know. It didn't seem like he really had a long history of Big Brother. I think also in his bio he says he would miss the most the girl he wants to marry, which suggests that he's not going to be available as far as showmances go.
Well, you never know. You know how things happen in that house. But cause there is a total of 7 men and 7 women. So he's got an opportunity. And there's a total of 14 house guests that have been revealed. But as we know, there's actually going to be 15. But, you know, our next person we're going to talk about, and this name is going to sound very familiar to you guys. And
I know.
We're gonna have to make sure we verify that this is not who you think it is, okay? We have Andrew Gordon, a restaurant manager from Calgary, and he isn't no Captain Kosher, is he?
No.
Paul? No, he's not. No. But he has the same name. So he's gonna probably have like popularity in that.
Yeah, he
what
also
do you think, Paul?
Yeah, he also said that he's only watched BB Canada 1, so he doesn't have a big background with Big Brother. He says he's outgoing, energetic, and intense. So that will be interesting.
A recipe for disaster. I don't know.
Yeah, I did watch their interview videos. They've got 12 of them up. I don't know what happened. The two interview videos that are missing are Rachel and Kyle, and I'm wondering why they didn't get a video interview, but they're all kind of blending together in my head right now. I did post on the Rad Reality Show group page. I combined all 12 of those videos. If you haven't watched them, they're available there just to let people know.
Awesome. Yeah. So if you guys want to see the videos, go on Paul's page and check them out. But as we all know, the videos don't mean shit. Excuse my language. But watch the video and then see what you think of them after. Okay, so we have Anika Jervis, 28. She's a Reiki master from Hanover, Ontario. Now, a Reiki master, what is that, Paul? It sounds to me like maybe she's involved in some sort of kung fu or ninja work. I don't know. What is she going to do? Is she going to chop these people out of the house? I love it.
It is a Japanese type of, just to dumb it down, I think maybe you could call it massage type of thing. I know.
So she would massage the crap out of them. So she might be the one that gets a showman. Is that what you're saying, Paul? You know, I'm just saying, somebody that can work their fingers on my back, I'm like, you're in.
Reiki is a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation that also promotes healing.
Ooh. So she's going to be a social player.
Yeah, and she mentioned some old-time Big Brother people, so she does have some knowledge and history of Big Brother, her favorite Dr. Well.
Well, we'll see if that helps out in her game. I have a feeling that she's going to do okay. I think she's going to be, jury house material. It's so hard to, like, play a game on paper, you know? But I'm just glad that we got to meet them beforehand and say what we got to say about them and then go, oh, God, we totally want to take back our comments we said last Monday. Okay, so just to let you guys know that the age range is 22 to the oldest, which is 43, and the mystery house guest we do not know yet. We've heard rumors, and we'll discuss that when we get there, just to give you guys an idea. All right, so we have coming up next Arlie Shaban, 25.
There's some new names to me that I'd never seen before, but that
I
is
love
a guy
it.
By the name of Arlie.
Arlie, yes. He's unemployed from Claremont, Ontario. And, there's probably going to be a lot. I can't say ruckus with him, but, you know, he's unemployed. Don't know if he's going to come up with a story of him being something that he's not, and so we'll have to see about Arlie. Nothing
he's
really
supposed
sticks
to be
out
an
of my
Uber
head
fan.
About him. Huh?
Yes,
he's
Cherry,
supposed to be an Uber fan.
Oh.
Yep. In his video, he said, you know what, even if I don't make it far, all I care about if I don't make it far is the Big Brother fans appreciated how I played. So he is huge into Big Brother and is an Uber fan, like Cherry said.
Ooh, so yeah. He could be a floater, the main floater. We'll see. All right, well, we have one of the youngest, not the youngest, but one of them. She's 23. Her name is Heather Dexhamer. She's a model agency coordinator from Barrhead. And we all know the pretty girls sometimes get sent down the river first. So I hope it's not like that because, there's beautiful people in the house, but you know how catty they get, Paul.
She is pretty, but here's the thing that I don't appreciate. She's basically saying the reason I came on the show is to jumpstart my acting career. She's a little. She sounds a little bit ditzy. So she's going to be the kind of the ditzy girl. But that part I never like to hear.
I think that they compared her to Ashley from Big Brother 14, and you know what? I really don't think so because Ashley's awesome.
It says she's as bubbly as she is blonde.
Oh, please. Boy. Oh. Okay.
And why do people have to spoil our reality shows to kickstart their acting careers?
So it means that she doesn't know anything. She's not going to know what head of household is or Vita. Like, I hope she's watching a lot of video in Sequester right now.
She
and
also
I think even then, she doesn't get it.
She's got a boyfriend, so she's not going to be available, it sounds like.
Okay. We'll see. All right.
we'll
next,
see.
We'll see. I mean, come on. We all know.
Okay, good point.
Hey, I'm just saying. All right. And just spare me. I don't know. Sometimes I'm seeing these names wrong, but this season it's got a lot of interesting names, so sorry if I say it wrong. Aika Wong.
I think that's how she pronounced it in her video, Aika.
Right, awesome. Aika Wong, she's 29, my lucky number. She's a hairstylist, thank God. That means all their hair should be on point in the season. We don't want to have no bad hair moments. And she's
Jamaica-born.
Yes, man, I love it. I think she's going to have that. I think she's got, she might be one that I like. You know, looking at her picture and stuff. And
she has
just
two
seen her
kids
stunk.
And has a body like that. Oh, my God.
Good God.
She is a mom. She also is the one that said, you really haven't seen a black woman like me on Big Brother since maybe Danielle Reyes. And so she is a Big Brother fan. It goes way back, too. So.
Well, you mean, you're talking about Danielle Reyes, you know what you're talking about. I'm just saying.
Yep.
And to say another thing, Danielle Reyes, to me, is one of the most amazing Big Brother contestants ever. So
she's putting herself in some big shoes there.
I think Aika might be catching our eyes over here in Manic Mondays. I think we love her. Yeah, so let's get to another one of the youngest, not the youngest, but 23, there's a couple of them, John Pardy. Wow, Pardy with a
Hardy,
Y.
Hardy.
Not, no, they're not no Judd Nation Party Hardy, but he's Pardy, like I would say it up in the East Coast. Student from Clarenville.
He's a hockey player, yeah.
So, hockey it
did
up.
Did Michelle you see who his favorite player was? And he said he only really started watching in BB14, so he doesn't go
Dan.
Too far back.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to be like Dan, yeah.
And he says he's always the life of the party.
Well, you know, I think that everybody in that house will say they're the life of the party. You know, there's a lot of probably type A personalities in there, so I can't wait to see how he meshes. And, you know, he's got a little cute little innocent boy look to him, so he hopefully there's no man-eaters in the house. Well, maybe he hopes so.
All right. Cherry, this is one of two that I thought you would pick up on if you read it. What he's going to miss the most? My dog. That was the hardest thing to step away. His dog's name is Harley, and he says, I'm sure Harley is missing me as well.
Aww.
Tugging at
Jerry's
the heartstrings.
Jerry's got an instant favorite.
Yeah. See, I told you this, John. Watch out for his party warty. Oh, okay, that sounds
absolutely
sad.
Absolutely.
Anyway, hey, you know what? I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, and we know all about the beard. And I have to say that this guy's beard, I don't know how it's going to make the rest of the house feel. You know, because sometimes when you see a beard, you think rugged, rah, you know, outdoorsy man, like he's going to build a fire or something. He's going to be a lumberjack. But we have Kenny Brain. Okay, I like that name, Kenny Brain.
Yeah.
24, and wait for this. I'm going to put a belt on my pants right now because I'm scared. But he's a lady killer. That's what he says is his occupation. Lady killer.
He dresses
from Porter's
fine, too.
Lake, Nova Scotia. Good God, Nova Scotia.
Wait
I gotta
a
be
minute.
Careful. I didn't know there was some lady killer. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Wait
not him,
minute.
Lady killer.
Wait.
No, he's a model.
Wait.
Model. Model
yeah.
Grand Falls, Windsor.
And let me tell you, Michelle, you really threw me for a loop because, yes, he is a model. He now is living in Montreal. But in his video, he said one thing that he's going to keep from the house guests for a while at least is his sexuality. So he's implying that he is gay.
Okay. You know what? Never judge a book by its cover. And, you know, not that anybody would look that, but he doesn't. Like, people are going to think that he's like, oh, manly, oh, do-do-do-do. I can't wait to see Kenny's brain. Yeah.
So
I think
he's an all-around athlete with a competitive streak, too. So he might go far. He has those eyes.
Uh-huh. Like, he's determined.
Yeah, and, like, he thinks a lot. Like, you really can't see what really is going on in there, you know, but he's got that mystery in his eyes.
But I hope
that mysterious eyes.
He doesn't hold back, you know, and analyze too much, you know, and step back. And he kind of reminds me of, like, Amanda. You know, maybe he might overanalyze things. He could tell he's always thinking. And, you know, there's other people maybe in that cast that it might go right over their head, but I think there's other cast members that might see right through that. And he needs to join with them before they turn on him. But we'll see.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, Cherry. The second one, what's he going to miss the most? 100% my dog. It was pretty tough to leave her. This will be the longest we spent apart since I got her as a puppy, and hopefully it will be the longest we're ever apart the rest of my life.
I'm saying I want to vote to bring pets on Big Brother because I would bring my princess, and she would eat the competition, and then I'd be the only one there. And it'd be the two princesses, and it would be what it's supposed to be. But I'm just saying, my mother said this the other day, actually. She goes, wouldn't it be awesome if Big Brother would let you bring the pets along?
Mm.
So maybe that's a thought for Big Brother, you know? See how the pets get along with each other and go from there. Kind of like how animals pick the Super Bowl. They can pick who the winner is with Big Brother. I think that would be fun. All right, I kind of got upset a little bit, and maybe because he kind of reminds me of somebody that I know, that maybe that's somebody that I spend time with in the house, that, like, maybe people get annoyed with, which I think that it would be this guy. And I was not annoyed by Jesse, but I can see how possibly America and Canada and everybody else watching might get annoyed of Kyle Shore without him even talking. He's 24, a lady killer from Portlake, Nova Scotia, and he's got big muscles.
Personal trainer, lady killer,
Kyle.
I think he's just not a ladybug killer because ladybugs are lucky. he might be a
self-assured with big biceps and an ego to match.
Ooh. Well, like I said, Jesse's going to make an appearance on Canada, and he's going to actually come out of Kyle Shore, which is going to be actually his monkey outfit, and he's not going to... I don't know. I think that Kyle, hopefully, if he's like Jesse, will win all the competitions, get put in the block, win them again, tell these people off, and hopefully there's no Canada kind of... call where they get voted out like Jesse did in America.
He's definitely got
think?
The neck and the biceps of Jesse.
Yeah.
Now, here is always a concern of mine is when he talks about he is a fan of the Brigade, is whether these people go in there trying to replicate something from a different season. So I'll be curious to see if he tries to form a brigade with the guys.
Well, I mean, we all go in the Big Brother house, past contestants, going in there and having a game plan. And as I say, when you walk in that house, your game plan should stay out the door. You need to reevaluate your game plan when you start meeting these people though, don't wait, make it day one, you know, not jump the gun, but at the same aspect, you need to do that. So
it was either Arlie or John. I think it was probably Arlie who in his video actually said that, you know, all I'm going to do is be flexible. I am not going to, you know, I have to wait out to have a plan. He knows that your initial plan probably never works. So
yeah,
there was somebody that said that. Exactly what you just said, Michelle.
Really? Interesting. Well, I mean, that's just what it is. I went in there with a game plan, and then when I got into the house, I was like, okay, I have a 75-year-old person that seems like he's in the Marines, Rennie. I was there, and then, you know, I look over at Jesse, and I'm like, okay, I got to change everything that I thought about. But anyway, and also, we don't know what the twists are going to be yet. So, you know, my season was the first time ever that we went to go walk into the house. Before we walked in the house, they had a household.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, going on a visual stance, you know, that's what happened in our house. So I think that once that happened, I had to change my whole aspect of it because, hello, we were picking the HOH, you know. But anyway, this is one of my favorites that I think is going to do pretty good. And then when I watch her the first day, she's probably going to change my mind. But she's up there is Netta Kalantar. Good God, I'm sorry. She is the youngest. She is Miss 22-year-old fashionista stylist from Vancouver.
Rachel is the youngest.
Oh,
you're getting close.
Gosh, how did I miss? Okay, yeah. God damn it, my eyes are playing freaking tricks on me. I'm sorry, I'm sick. I'm seeing double. I don't know. Anyway, I like Netta. She's cute as a button. She seems like she's, like, really nice. I think she's a reality fan, if I recall correctly. I think she's going to do kind of like the quiet flyby. You know what I think she's going to be? I think she might be, like, not too quiet, but she kind of reminds me when I was reading her profile. She reminded me of a couple, like, politicians that might speak up a little bit, but yet she's still, like, that quiet girl. What did your
take on? I don't know, Michelle. Where I'm reading from, it says she's ready to storm the house with her no-holds-barred attitude. So I don't know how quiet she's going to be.
Well, I mean, it could mean a lot of things because she could be like an Andy, you know, where everybody's like, oh, yeah, you're so funny and nice, and then he's plotting behind. So, yeah, she might be a force to reckon with, but maybe nobody else knows. I like her.
She also mentioned, without going into details, that she has become recently a very spiritual person, and she didn't say what religion or what spirituality, but she said about 4 years ago, I was born. That's my birthday. So that's going to be an interesting.
Oh, she's a born-again Christian, maybe.
And if she is conservative, our Jamaican girl, Ika, said that she doesn't deal well with conservatives. So there's some clashing personalities that we'll be finding out about, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Just looking at his picture, I was like, I want to hug him. And I feel like he's going to make me laugh, and he's going to be like the big teddy bear. And he has the first name of our lovely Paul, and his name is Paul Jackson. He is the oldest. Let me get that straight. I'm finally writing up something. He's the oldest.
How
he's a motivation.
Ironic. How ironic is that? That Paul, we got a Paul in the Big Brother house, and he's the oldest.
Yeah, of course, Paul. He is a motivational speaker, and he's from Toronto and Ontario. And the motivational speaker part, I think, is going to be an asset or not an asset to him. He might talk his way into something, and he might talk his way out of something. I think he's going to have to learn how to adapt with his cast, and if he can figure out when it is good to maybe speak about something or whatever, but I think he's going to have a lot to say, this little Paulie Jackson. I like him. I don't know. I just don't think – I like him, but I feel like possibly maybe another one who might put insert foot in mouth, maybe.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that he's got a lot of potential, but I'm so fearful that he's going to kind of snap, that he's not – you know, there's going to come a point where he just can't deal with some of these people that will hurt him in an emotional time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But
he's trying to be too motivational.
Well, yeah, too motivational, and he will basically, like I said, shoot himself in his foot. You never know because we don't know what type of drama is going to happen in the house, and if he can kind of regulate the, you know, be damage control in a good way, he could go far. But he also could damage control in a bad way. I feel like he's going to put his nose into everything. That's what I feel.
And he's a very big family man. He's got 3 kids, 10, 8, and 6, and a wife at home. So
he might be the know-it-all, too. He might be the know-it-all.
Yep.
Just like another Paul I know. But anyway. Okay, I love you, Paul.
What happened?
I said, it sounds like, you know, he might think he's a know-it-all, just like another Paul I know.
Boom, boom.
Just kidding. Okay, well, we have Rochelle Diamond. Ooh, that sounds like another, like, hello, you better know me name. And she is the youngest, Paul, right? 20 years old.
Yes.
A student from Edmonton. And I don't know. I'm not crazy about her. I'll be honest. She might be too young.
Earning a degree in psychology, healthy and fit, girl next door kind of girl, she claims.
Ooh.
Still lives at home, which isn't surprising at that young age and being in college, but this is going to be interesting.
I wonder, because first off, she's in college, so, I mean, 80% of the time that somebody goes to college, they go away to college. They get to live with people, experience living out of the home. I can't wait to see how she does living with all these people who, you know, I think she's the only one that lives at home that probably has an experience living out in the real world.
There,
and her first experience is Big Brother Canada house. Good God.
There was one other guy, and I've forgotten who it is, that lives in the basement of his mom's home. And he feels like he's already in the Big Brother house when he's at home because his mom's always checking up on him. I forget who that was, but there's a guy that lives at home too.
Well, I think that she might be one of the early ones to leave. I might be wrong, but I just don't know. A young girl to have an experience like that. But she does study psychology, so, you know.
That's interesting. I didn't know
that. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm interested to see how it works out for her, just because it there could be more knowledgeable people in life, the life experiences in the house that might take over, unfortunately, her lack of experience in the real world. This will be her breaking point, I think. I think this will make or break her, and I really hope the best for her. Okay, we have Sabrina, who's 32, a mortgage broker from Osgood, Ontario. She's a hairdresser from Montreal, Quebec. I'm sorry, I'm reading something, and my eyes are playing games with me. Sabrina Abbott, 25, hairdresser. Once again, we have another hairdresser in the house. So the hair better be on point. And then number two, we'll have two people with scissors in the house. So that's not good. Please remove all these scissors from the Big Brother house.
She's a lively Italian from Montreal who's not afraid to push boundaries and buttons.
Oh, right around my area. I'm liking that.
And another dog lover, Cherry. She calls her dogs her angels.
Aw, I'm liking her.
Yeah,
she
we'll
also, if I remember, on her video said something about basically getting her 16th minute. Or no, that you might have planted that in my head for next Thursday show. But she, I think, was – she knows a lot about Big Brother, but she also, I think, made a comment about getting exposure of some sort by being on the TV show.
Why? Does anybody forget that there's freaking money involved? Like that, like, you don't, that's like something you don't even think of. Like when you get out of the house, take care of that. It'll come with it. It'll come, it comes with the territory. But I hate that. I like,
she's,
like this isn't,
she
like,
doesn't
next
look
top
the type,
model.
Though.
What the frig? Like this
she,
is a next
said,
top model. Oh,
she's
she says
a,
it's been
a,
my dream.
A full figure woman, though. She doesn't look like that model type. She's,
no.
I don't know. She
I
doesn't
agree.
Seem like that type that's trying to push up an acting career or something. I don't know.
She
not,
says
I could be totally wrong.
Dream.
But
she says in her bio, I wanted to be on TV ever since I came out of my mom's womb. But she also has been obsessed with Big Brother. So I don't know which is going to play more importance in her, your love of Big Brother or her love of being on TV.
Well, maybe Sabrina might just be the fiery one and think that being on TV means, you know, camera on and attitude.
But I still like her. I don't know what it is. She just, she seems entertaining to me. I think she's going to be a fun
well,
cast member to watch.
She might just entertain her way out of the show. You never know.
Hey,
and everybody.
We
don't want
your name.
Yeah, we don't want to mix this up because I'm looking at the picture and I'm like, nope, that's not my Sarah Miller from Canada.
I freaked out when I first saw the name.
We love Sarah Miller, by the way. Sarah Miller, I love you. And Victoria, we love her too.
Little Victoria.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Miller, 32,
and
mortgage broker from Osgood, Ontario.
Yep, and she also is a wife and mother. She's the oldest girl so far, too.
So far. Good point, Paul. So, I mean, I don't know too much about her. I think that, you know, she didn't stick out in a bad or good way. I think it's one of those feel-out kind of things. I want to feel out Sarah Miller.
Watch her video.
I'm just warning Sarah, I'm going to feel her out.
So she has a personality as sweet as it is spicy. So.
Oh, boy. It can't be sweet and spicy. That doesn't work. Speaking from a spicy attitude, I know.
Yeah,
but I am sweet as a button.
Yeah, she wants people to like her. She even asked the cameraman, you like me, right, in her video. Also seems to be a fun character. I don't know.
Well, let's hope she doesn't ask Canada too much to like her because that can get freaking annoying.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, don't freaking annoy me, all right? More actions than verbiage. That's what I'm about. I'm about a shower, not a grower. Wait. I'm sorry. I mixed that up. Okay. So that breaks down the 14 revealed house guests. Now, there is a mystery final house guest, and we've heard rumors from a drag queen to the twin brother of Andrew from the first season to somebody from Big Brother 15 to Canada picking them to a celebrity. We've kind of heard it all. Paul, what have you heard?
I haven't heard any of that type of stuff, but nothing different than what you have mentioned, I should say.
But
is it
that Canada's picking? Do we know that for sure? Is that
I have not heard that, and I don't know how they would do that because there has been no voting on their website for anybody, unlike Opposite Worlds. Once their original cast was sequestered, people were able to vote, you know, two out of four people in. There's been no voting showing up that I've seen anywhere. And if that is the case, you know, it won't happen before Wednesday. I think it's a possibility that this person could be the first head of household. You know, they had that twist last season where, you know, Suzette picked up the phone and she was HOH. Maybe this 15th person is going to be the first. I don't know.
We don't know. But the exciting thing is that we will find out on Wednesday.
9 p.m.
The other thing,
Eastern.
Yeah, 9 p.m. Either Eastern, Paul, or Central?
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
And if you guys are wondering how you can watch if you're not in Canada, go to SliceTV.com. I'm not sure if it's Slice.com or SliceTV.com. I don't have that in front of me right now. You can watch it there. And I'm sure if you miss it, then you can watch it on YouTube. Just Google it up. It's going to be exciting, you guys. This has been a kind of a waiting for us because, you know, we finished Big Brother 15 in September. We've had, you know, the few reality shows that we've been watching, which has been many, kind of keeping us afloat to what we are waiting for is the next Big Brother. But we love these life-size appetizers of fun. And I know that last season for me, I thought Big Brother Canada was amazing. I cannot wait to see what happens. I cannot wait to hear Suzette's slice of BB Canada, you guys. And we all know that she's got connects. She's up in Canada. They're not. Where she's over the border. So she can get, you know, maybe the Lebanese guest on. You never know. We don't know. Why don't you guys do me a favor? We talked about the house guests. Come up with your list of who you think's going to win, who you think is going to be out first, show me answers, whatever it is. And next week, if we have time, we will pick some of you guys up so you guys can reveal. Maybe make one before and then make one after the premiere and then compare your own notes online or on live with us just to see the difference of visual, a picture, a profile, and how different it is when they're in the dynamics of the Big Brother house. It's going to be interesting.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so we've kind of gone over our time a little bit. So make sure you guys come back next week to listen to Manic Mondays, our little maniacs. We love you guys. We will let you guys know who our guests will be. We're working out a lot of details. There's just so much going on with so many different shows. We're trying to prioritize and put segments and get everything together and so that, you know, we can figure out, you know, so we don't have a five-hour show because
the way we set things up, we can do that. What I've been wondering about since the announcement was, had you worked out that Suzette will be doing her segment from this time to that time, or is any of that in stone yet?
I spoke about it with the details. I think that we said we play it by ear depending on say a guest, you know, she's
okay.
willing to change her time. Say we have a guest that can only do 7:15. I wanted her to do 7:15. I want to do this first segment. But if there's anything that comes up where we need to change it around, say we have a guest that can't make it for the second segment, we'll move it around. But I would think a first priority that it does start on Wednesday. I would like to do the first segment to get the party started right.
Good idea.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to do. So, Mr. Paul, you haven't frozen your cojones off yet, which is good.
How
just
do you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You don't sound whiny. Your voice sounds normal. I was thinking it'd be up the air if it was, like, really cold, but I'm just saying. Send all your warmth and prayers to Paul up in the polar vortex. Mr. Paul, how would you like to end the show?
I think it was a great show. We We did 3 hours last night and 2 hours tonight, and I got nothing left in me right now. I'm going to need a few days to...
Put a cork in him. Paul is done. All right. Miss Cherry Pie, my honey bunches of oatmeal, my little prime rib skillet.
What?
What are you thinking, girl?
Well, I do want to send a happy birthday shout-out to Miss Spicy out there. I know today is her birthday.
Today
so
is her
happy
birthday.
Birthday to Spicy.
You spicy. Spicy.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to wrap this one up. We've had a wonderful show.
And she also
wanted
to say she
today.
Loves her dogs. Paul, I love it that you were like, Cherry, I got another one for you. Paul, dog lover, but that was cute. I'm sorry.
I know my Miss Cherry.
Oh, that was cute.
I know where her heart is.
Yeah, I love my doggies. Thank you, Paul. Okay, it's been a wonderful one, Michelle. Thank you so much for always bringing us such awesome, awesome
Thanks
guests.
Thanks for having
Marcy
me, Cherry.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest today.
Mercy, mercy me. She was just amazing.
Holy cow, she put me to work on that switchboard, Cherry. Holy cow.
Yes,
she
did.
She got the love, and she got the love that she deserved, and as you guys all know, she will be on. Hey, by the way, Cherry, you got another guest on Thursday.
Sounds like it. But I tell you what, you know, Opposite Worlds has been an awesome show. I certainly think that I hope that they're going to, you know, get busy and do a second season and – you know, keep the flow going. It's been a great first season, and I hope that they keep the momentum going and, you know, get busy on filming a second one and bring it to us quickly because it's hot right now. Everybody is, in, you know, just involved in Opposite Worlds, and it was, you know, one of those shows we didn't know exactly what to expect when it first came out. And everybody was really pleasantly surprised by what, you know, they brought us. And so I'm hoping that that's one of those shows that we get to see, you know, many, many more seasons of. And I certainly loved it. So I hope that it continues. And show 36 in the chat room just said that Canada bought the rights for Opposite Worlds 2. So I think that it's going to be around for a while.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap tonight up. I hope that you'll join us for Thursday night show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Then back here again on Sunday night for our Amazing Race Second Pit Stop show with Mary Conley from the Amazing Race Seasons 10 and 11. And that show is also at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Then back here again on Manic Monday with Michelle Costa at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Thank you all so much for being here with us tonight. We're going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Here's Ron to close the show. Good night, y'all.
Good night. This is the end of the broadcast of the Rad Reality Show. Please empty your garbage to the left of the aisles. And as you walk out, please make sure you don't trip anybody or punch them in the nose or land on anybody. This has been another broadcast of the Rad Reality Show. Please come back. Come back. Come back.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Well, it's time to go.
Good night, sweetheart. It's the end of our show.
Yeah.
good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night.
Had to switch it up and play something a little funny there tonight. Good night, everybody. Take care. God bless.